In general, we often think of there being two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the mitzvah to engage in tefillah. And those two mitzvahs, in many ways, are very, very different. And in a certain sense, I think there are many people that excel naturally in one area and struggle more in the other. Talmud Torah is often related to as more of an intellectual endeavor. Talmud Torah is something which requires a certain kind of part of our brain, a certain part of our mind, and a certain kind of activity. And that's something which for some people comes very, very naturally. Those of us that have more intellectual leanings, for sure. Talmud Torah becomes something which a person can appreciate very, very naturally. It's a different skill set, and that's tefillah. Tefillah looks very, very different. And there are others that naturally excel in the world of tefillah. There are other people that they have a certain connection to the world of spirituality. The idea of what it means to be omed lifnei Hashem and to have kavana, they have the capacity to have a certain kind of focus, and that's a different skill set. And Chazal are aware a bit of like just the difference between them, zman tefillah l'chud and zman Torah l'chud, that there are different understandings, there are different expectations as far as davening and as far as Torah. And again, it isn't per se so surprising that for a whole lot of people, we're going to relate to Talmud Torah in its category, and relate to tefillah in its category, and ain't no doma, and don't compare them at all. Akedah kach that Rav Zinger of Mekor Chaim, I think, who in the Sefer on Tefillah very beautifully writes that one of the challenges that people have in davening, even when they learn Sfarim about davening, is that tefillah has a bit of a different language, and that tefillah really requires us to tap into different parts of ourselves and different understanding as to what it means to stand before Hashem and how to present tefillah the right way. And if we just relate to tefillah as like another sugya, but don't learn the inner language of tefillah and what that really means, so davening itself can be a little bit challenging. So we know there's a world of Torah and there's a world of tefillah. And again, the relationship between them is important. Gemara's and Maseches Shabbos, what exactly, when do I stop learning in order to be able to daven, and what the relationship between them really is. What I wanted to try to point out today is that there are a variety of indications that the relationship between Torah and tefillah is a little bit more, I would say, that there's much more of a relationship between them, and that davening can impact our learning, and that our learning can impact our davening. And if we do it in the right way, what initially seems to be a little bit different, there's a lot to speak about as far as relationship. And I think that hopefully, as we learn in the time that we do have, we'll be able to encounter the fact that we have to maybe, or we will be able to gain some insight into the unique quality of, or unique nature of what tefillah is really all about, and really what davening is all about also. So I want to first start, source number 7 on the sheet, is a well-known piece. It's a hakdama of Reb Nassan, who's one of the great Talmidim of Reb Nachman of Breslov, to a sefer called Likutei Tefilos, in which he embraces one particular model, and it's one that I think is very, very intriguing. Reb Nachman taught in Likutei Moharan a variety of major, major Torahs, a variety of important Torahs. And Likutei Tefilos is a wild sefer. And in Hakdama, it's wild as far as what he does. Reb Nachman explains what he's doing. He says, Rabbeinu Zichron Levracha, so Reb Nachman used to tell us all the time, here's here's on a kame pa'amim, b'kame mini l'shonos, la'asos mehatoros tefilos. That Reb Nachman said, you know what the Eitzah is? You know what you really got to do? To take your Torah and make it into tefillah. And he said, "Shenasem mizeh sha'ashuim gedolim l'ma'ala." When people take their Torah and make it tefillah, that causes tremendous pleasure, kviyach, whatever that means, in Shemayim. V'yamar sha'adayin lo alu sha'ashuim ka'ela lifnei Hashem yisbarach k'mo elu sha'ashuim shenasem mitfilos elu shen osem minatoros. Says there's never been pleasure, there's never been joy, whatever how you want to translate sha'ashuim, in klape Shemaya up there, like there has been if we would be able to take our Torahs and make him into tefillahs. V'odibar mizeh kama v'kama pa'amim, im kama v'kama b'nei adam. He would speak about this all the time, with lots of different people. Amnam, says Reb Nachman, lo bir ha'inyan heitev. He didn't tell us, like, what does this mean? If a guy gets up and he says, you know, we learn the mitzvah of chesed, take your Torah and make it into tefillah. It sounds good, sounds nice, but what exactly was Reb Nachman trying to convey with that? So Reb Nachman offers the following suggestion. He says, you know what? I think Rabbi Nachman may have meant, Ach michal devarav hevi, v'anu she'ikar kavanaso ha'isa pipshitas. He means something very, very simple. To look and to learn his Torahs. To look and to learn his Torahs. Sh'nishtad la'ayin b'torahs ha'kadoshos. She'gila lanu We know that part of the goal of learning is to make learning l'maisa. Now, what does it mean to make learning l'maisa? So, if I'm learning halacha, that's very easy. Learning halacha is about applying it, halacha l'maisa. But in Rikutei Moharan, Rabbi Nachman is speaking a lot about Avodas Hashem. And he's speaking a lot about different insights that relate to Torah Hashem, the world of Machshava. And one of the primary goals in learning that is to make it l'maisa. That as a result of learning that Torah, I'm now going to daven differently. As a result of learning that Torah, I'm going to interact differently with other people. My understanding of Torah is going to be different. If I've learned Torah is about sukkahs, so I'm supposed to wonder, how can I take this Torah and infuse it to make my sukkahs a different kind of sukkahs? That to be able to make sure the Torah you're taking doesn't stay up there, but in many ways is brought down into the l'maisa. Sometimes you learn a Torah and you say, I'm really not there. I'm really far away from what was really envisioned when this Torah was shared over. So what's last with my Torah's tefillas? Beautiful. That we daven to Hashem and we daven a lot to Hashem with lots of tefillas. That God should bring us closer. That I take the Torah, I transfer the words into becoming part of a tefillah. I learned in this Torah that learning can do X for me, and Yirotl Milfanecha Hashem, and Bono Sha'olam, may it be your will, may you help me get to that Madrega. May you help me be able to do it. V'nishboch Sichenu Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach Al Kol HaDavar HaNeh Marim Sham. And I daven to Hashem, can you take all the things that I've learned, and can you help me internalize that? Can you help me become that? Shenizke lekaimam, to fulfill them, ulahagia alehem b'shleimus, and to reach them with a sense of completeness. In that sense, the first starting point is that in the world of Breslov, and this is true, we referenced this yesterday, it's true for the Brisker Rav also, it's true for everyone, that tefillah need not be limited to the formal tefillahs that we got from Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And part of being a Jew, and part of being a person who davens, is to be able to articulate that. And says of Nassim, you know what you do? He went through Likutei Tefillos, is modeled entirely after the Likutei Moharan, of each Torah in Likutei Moharan, which he then transferred into Tefillos. The goal here is to use your Torah and to have it impact your Tefillah. The source of my Tefillah is my Torah. And if you do that, it's supposed to transform you. Because I hear Torah ideas all the time. It's an amazing thing. I hear a Musar Shmuz tonight. Rav Yitzchak speaking tonight. I hear a Musar Shmuz, and it's amazing. It's the presentation style is fantastic. The content is wonderful. The message is on target. It's a great, great Musar Shmuz. But as many of us know, I can often hear words of inspiration. I can hear positive words of chizuk. And sometimes it doesn't have the same kind of an impact. So what do I do? So Rav Nachman's telling us, Rabbi Nachman, that one of the things you do is you write a tefillah afterwards. It's a wild way of viewing things. I don't think that's the minhag ha'olam. You write a tefillah afterwards. And what do you write in that tefillah? Hashem, I learned tonight about the importance of davening with kavana. Can you please help me be able to have the right focus to daven with kavana? And I learned about a Ramban. And the Ramban taught us that whenever there's an esara, it could be this mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. And Hashem, can you please help me never know esaras? But if I ever do know an esara, can you help me be able to daven appropriately during that esara? And to be able to take the Torah that you learn and move it into tefillah, what it does as far as the Torah that you've heard is transformative. It's taking your Torah and making it into tefillah. People that do that, you get in the habit of sort of writing your own tefillah based on the Torahs that you hear. So imagine what it does as far as like building a person's spirituality, a person's shaychas to the Ribono Shel Olam. Like you feel like davening isn't just davening. Davening is outside also. And whereas davening sometimes on your own is a little bit hard, the curriculum's given to you, or the outline's given to you during the shmuz that you hear, or during the talk that you hear. And you're able to move it in a certain sense. What an amazingly inspiring thing to be able to do. That is using our Torah to be able to enhance our tefillah and hopefully allow us to internalize the Torah in a much more meaningful way. That's one direction. Torah is a starting point, and I go from there to tefillah. What you find in others is something else. And I want to highlight through Dafka a little bit of Rambam and some Reb Tzadok. Some of this is clear in Gemara's in Maseches Nida. It's clear in Gemara's in Maseches Brachos. Let's start as follows. The Rambam understands like this. Torah and tefillah are not different. But rather, let's start with Chazal. We know this, I think, for many of us. If you open up many of your Gemaras, it's printed on that first page in your Gemara, which is Mishnah there in Brachas Chol Chesem Beis. V'nichunya ben Akana hayem espal b'knisaso lebeis hamedrash uvitziaso tefila k'tzara. Chunya ben Akana, when he would enter a base medrash, would utter a certain tefila. When he would leave the base medrash, he would utter a different tefila. When he would enter amrulo ma'makom tefilazo arulo b'knisasi ani espalal. I dav when I go in that I shouldn't make a mistake. There shouldn't be a dvar takala al yadi. I shouldn't make an error. Uvitiyasi ani nosein hoda al chelki. And when I leave a base medrash, I dav in to express a certain kind of hakaras hatov to Ribono Shel Olam for where I am. The Rambam and Peirush HaMishnah in Maseches Brachos there in the fourth parak discusses this, and he elaborates on the tefillah a lot. And one of the things the Rambam writes is as follows. V'shtei tefilos elu, these tefilos, says Rambam, to daven when you enter a base medrash, and to daven when you leave a base medrash, chova al komi shenichnas lebeis hamedrash lomod. This is an obligation. We have to learn to utter this tefilah before I enter a base medrash, and at the end of leaving, it's a chova. Halo tira, shelo amar b'knisaso mahaya omer, shemashma shezer rak sipor. Says the Rambam, it doesn't sound in the Mishnah that we're hearing a maisa about Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Do you know how he used to daven? It sounds like Mahu Omer, like what was the tefillah that he really davened? Rotze Lomar, we have to know Ma Tsarich Lomar, what do I have to say? V'yeshlo l'espalal shtei tefillos elu, bein omei bein yoshev o eich sheyihah, doesn't matter if you're standing or sitting or however your body happens to be positioned, v'einu mechuvim panav l'ruach l'espalam aleha, v'einu mevarech, v'ein b'shtach havaya. It doesn't have formal tefillah rules. You don't have to bow at certain stages and make sure you're like facing this direction or that direction. Okay, my feet steps back, my feet steps forward. It's a beautiful line. Vikara tefila. So why is it called a tefila? Kfi ikar muvan hamila. Shekol bakasha nikres tefila. It's a tefila not because it's formally and halachically in Hilchos tefila, or because formally and halachically it has all the normal halachas of davening. When I bow and things like that. It's a tefillah because this reflects what tefillah really is. Tefillah is a bakasha. And the Rambam understands a person who begins to learn and a person who leaves the base medrash has to utter a certain kind of tefillah. Just imagine the way it frames learning differently. These conversations sometimes of a guy who says, I feel like I'm learning all the time, but I'm not ever thinking about Hashem and I'm not sort of deepening my relationship with Hashem. Sometimes all you need are bookends, one at the beginning and one at the end. And it frames everything differently. So when I walk in and I say, Ribono Shel Olam, I daven for something in my learning, and my learning be able to be precise. It frames things. I want a learning that's precise. And I want a learning that Hashem's going to help me with. And when I leave, I hoda al chalki, I turn to Hashem and say, Ribono Shel Olam, thank you so much that I'm zocha to be a person who's able to learn. That's the end of how I spend my day. It frames things. It frames things in a very different way. What else do you daven about? So there are two places in Rambam that I'm aware of. One is Hakdamah to Peirush HaMishnah, the other is Hakdamah to Perek Chelek, where the Rambam elaborates on tefillah to help you in learning. That in and of itself is on one hand surprising, but not actually surprising. It's surprising because if we think as the Rambam as the ultimate rationalist, the Rambam as a person that's not into these like mystical, miraculous things as much, Akvekach, some of the Achronim accuse the Rambam all the time as like, you're taking Nisim and making it into Teva. Like, he has this, like, you know, oh, you thought that was a miracle. That was really just a vision and a dream or things like that. So I would have thought that if there'd be a Rishon that wouldn't argue for the importance of davening to help your learning, it would be the Rambam. And I would say, learning is like intellectual. And understand intellectually, you know, where things are, and that's what it's about. But, like, davening's not going to help you that much. But the Rambam says it's not true. And the Rambam writes in both places, we learn from David HaMelech, Gal Einai Va'abita Niflaos Misarasecha. Open up my eye, reveal it, and let me look into the wonders of your Torah. And the Rambam says, don't we see that David HaMelech davened for learning? Don't we see he davened for learning? And says the Rambam an amazing thing. The Rambam says, you know, there are areas of Torah, it's like Dominic Peres on Mishnah. The Rambam writes, there are areas of drushas and things like that that are really just very challenging. And there are secrets of Torah there. There are sodos of Torah there. And Chachamim hid certain things. And he says, how do I learn these secrets, says the Rambam. He's not referring to Kabbalah, Pashtus, that's not where he's from. But the Rambam says, how do I learn these secrets? As follows. Ki ha'inyanim halalu, einan min ha'nilmadim, v'lo nidrashim b'yeshivos ha'chachma. You could sit in yeshiva,
and you're never going to hear this Torah taught. I'm never going to hear some of these secrets to be revealed. Says the Rambam, what do? Ela romzim aleihem besfarim remazim nistarim. There are areas of Torah that are hinted to with small hints. Ukishemeser Hashem esachatzitza me'alev misha ratzay lefanav la'achar shadutu bechachmas. When you work really hard in learning, I want to understand your chachma. And sometimes, you know what Ribbono Shel Olam does? He removes chatzitzas. He removes separations, and I can understand it much better. Then who maven mehem lefi yecholos binaso. Then he chaps whatever he can chap. So what does a person do for understanding the secrets of Torah? So I work really, really hard in learning. And then what do? Says Rambam, it's an unbelievable thing. Ve'ein la'adam im halimad uvakash l'chacham b'charitzas. Ella, how do I get this? How do I get deeper understanding of Torah? Understanding the drushes of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the remazim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. El lehashlich yavo Hashem, ulehispalel elav, ulehischanein. There's Baruch Hill to me, v'yad v'chehu, v'yigalo hasodos hatmunim b'ksuvei ha-Torah. The Ram says, you know what tefillah does for your learning? Isn't just you have a chov when you start learning and when you leave learning? But if you want to understand secrets of Torah, I want to understand Torah at a deeper level, so I work really, really hard maximizing my chacha. But sometimes in learning, I don't know if anyone's ever experienced this, I know I have sometimes, you feel like you are working hard enough and there's a block. You feel like you're working really hard and I want to just figure out what this is, and something's just not clicking. It's like, I don't know if you had this, like someone's explaining it to you, and they're explaining it a bunch of times, and based on how they're explaining it, you sort of feel like you should be able to get this. Like, based on they're explaining it, you're like, I don't know what's not working for me. I should be getting this. It seems like it's pretty clear. It seems like other people are getting it. I don't know what it is. So sometimes there are deeper areas of Torah where there is a real block that's there. It's a kind of Torah which is not going to be taught. It's a Torah which a person has to turn to a Ribbono Shel Olam and daven. And say, Gal einai v'abitin neflos misarasecha. Can you reveal this for me? Because I'm not really getting it that much. And sometimes tefillah has the ability to reveal to us, to help us tap into certain secrets. The Rambam says an amazing thing. Any learning you get that comes al yaday that kind of tefillah, you can't teach people. You can't teach people the same way unless you're sure that they're sort of like above you. But you were zocha for it. It doesn't mean, one of the reasons why it's not taught the same way is a lot of the people below me are really sort of like roi. So I don't use the word usher. I'll tell you how he says it. He says, you have to, yatminam kemosha amaru, you have to hide it a little bit. And he says that, ein roi le'isha chacham legal say a dual omen asodos, el amishu godly menu okamo. He says, ein roi. It's not appropriate to teach someone that's unless they're at your level or higher. Lefisha netzia zos of the axil, if you tell the other person, lo yitav be'enav, he won't really get it that much. The Torah is too deep for him. He's not zocha to that right now. And he says, that's why, ki alimid l'hamon am, lo yitachin el b'derachida u'mashal, you have to sometimes like, do it in a certain way. But the Rambam understands it's not appropriate to be able to spread it as much. It's Rambam. It's davening. That's different than the Nasan. From Nasan, it's how can our davening, how can my learning, take my learning, bring it to my tefillah. So the Rambam is about what can my tefillah do to be able to make it that my learning is a different kind of learning. And what can that look like? And now we come to Reb Tzadok. And Reb Tzadok is amazing. We have here a bunch of mekoros from Reb Tzadok, Pri Tzadok, and Parshas Korach, a bunch of comments in Tikkas HaTzadok, and Kometz HaMincha. There's a lot of Torah here. A lot of Torah here in Reb Tzadok. I want to begin by pointing out a couple of things. Number one, he does have a line here about the limits of davening for Torah and what kind of davening is considered to be inappropriate. Some tefillah maybe is not so appropriate. Look as follows. Tikkas HaTzadok, Os Reish Yadalet. Kisha Adam Mevakesh Al Maila, Yeshlo Levakesh, Shaloya Yoser Migvulo. When you daven, it's not beyond where you are. Start source number 15. Daven, it's not beyond where you are. He writes in the Tikkas HaTzadok here, if I can find the right piece for it. Can't find it. Apologize for that. He pointed out in certain contexts that was part of the challenge with, in Tzitzak Parshas Korach, source number 14, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, whenever you're going to daven for things in Ruchnias, and it's important to daven things in Ruchnias, v'yesh lilmod mizeh, sh'af al madregos b'kedusha, ein l'ratzos v'ein l'hispalel alzeh, rak yochel l'hispalel al ezer shem yisbarach k'sheyuchel esgabrei tzahara. Says Reb Tzadok, davening for Torah and davening for Ruchnias will never bring you way beyond where you are. I can't daven right now. Can I please just know all of Kisvei Ha'ari. I can't daven right now. Can I just know Zohar by heart, please, Hashem? Like, just bring it to me. Can I learn the secrets of Torah? It doesn't work that way. You daven for things, the tzaddok, that are within your boundaries, within where you're at, but it's a little bit above. And I daven to Hashem for help and support to be able to attain that. But whereas in Rambam, it almost sounds like part of the davening is going to cause the revelations of those sodos, for tzaddok, it sounds a little bit more like, it's just I daven al ezer Hashem yisbarach. I daven for help from the Ribbono Shel Olam. For tzaddok also, and this is a critically important part, for tzaddok also, the primary goal of davening is not just to be able to attain more intellectually, but tefillah does something else. And if for the Rambam, you know, the Gal Einayim by beating the flaws is very important, and if for the Rambam, the tefillah of the Chumash ben Hakanami enters the base medrash is very, very important, for a tzaddok, something else is very important. And that's one of the Brechura. The Harash HaMalkenu is Divrei Sarasma. The daven to Ribbono Shel Olam, the Torah should be sweet. And for a tzaddok, one of the primary things that we daven for, one of the primary things that we daven for when it comes to learning is as follows. I want to daven when it comes to learning that the Torah that I learn, look in Torah number 16, Tzadik Kuf Mem Gimel. When you first start davening and I first start learning, the Ribbono Shel Olam reveals a whole lot to me, and it's very, very exciting because a lot of things now become very, very powerful. Now I think become very powerful. Lachin Amrim, the next paragraph. Achar Tfila Pasuk Zeh, Kaidei Tfila Nichnasim Mochin Umachshavos V'Ritzonos V'Chashekos Chadash Beleiv Ha'Adam. One of the things that Tfila does, it's an amazing thing. Tfila has an unbelievable ability to take things and make it part of you. That which you daven for, it really impacts who you are and where you want to be. That tefillah has that ability to transform where a person's really at. Few things do it the same way. A really spirited davening with a whole lot of kavana, even afterwards, in many ways, and some of the Balei Mashmos speak about this, you become a little bit like a different kind of person. That tefillah has the ability to make things a little bit sweeter. And one of the things that you're davening for is that all of that should be a little bit sweeter. If you look in the quotes here, there's a great set of svarim called Shomea Tefillah, and Tefillah. They quote here from Tzadok in Kometz HaMincha, one of Tzadok's svarim, in Osamach Aleph, that B'masha Amru B'Birchas HaTorah V'Harev Na, She'enu B'chol B'Birchas HaMitzvos. We say a lot of brachas before we do mitzvahs. Only with Talmud Torah do we say, can Torah become sweet? Can Torah become sweet? And Reb Tzadok speaks about that as far as its impact on the Yetzer Hara. Mo'eles HaTfila HaRevna. In general, I can't daven for Lulav to become sweet. It's not in the realm of Tfila that I could have. Maybe I have some Bechir Chafs over that. So other things, when it comes to Talmud Torah, a person can daven. A person can daven for that. And when you're able to do that, idea tefillah nichnasin mochin u'machshavos v'ritzonos, it can all enter you in a certain sense. So for a tzaddok, davening is about not davening for way above where you are, davening for support given where I am. And for a tzaddok, davening also has this unbelievable ability that if I want to be able to daven, davening is what makes, it's one of the things I need to do to make Torah sweet. I need to make Torah something which I'm more passionate about, more excited about. That a guy who is, as an example, learning, and as he's doing so, come back, and as he's doing so is, and as he's doing so, here, and as he's doing so is davening that his learning should be more enjoyable. He says about Rebbe with a lot of kavana, and he davened the Torah should be sweet. So that's one of the things that tefillah does. Tefillah takes the things that happen, and we can make it more integral to who we are. We can make it much more part of us. We can make it something which has a whole lot more impact. I want to chaz what we said and then maybe add a couple of points in the time that we have. We were talking about the relationship of davening and learning. And we spoke about how each one on the one hand is a little bit different. Torah and tefillah. And there are people, at least I relate to, who are like, they excel in the learning. And there are people who excel in davening. And many people excel in both. But in many ways, there are different skill sets. It's about tefillah l'chud, it's about Torah l'chud. And you have your learning time, and you have your davening time. And the two shouldn't interact, you know, or don't interact that much. I don't want to learn my entire davening. I don't want to daven my entire learning. I want to be able to, when I'm learning, I'm learning. When I'm davening. That's what's considered to be appropriate. What you do find, though, when you look into things a little bit deeper, is that in truth, even like Hashivenu Avinu L'Sorasecha, we daven a lot for learning, and our learning can be enhanced by davening. And our tefillah can be enhanced by high-quality learning. But a lot of what it requires is really a question of perspective. Rabbi Nachman gave us one model from Rabbi Nachman, which is to take your Torah and ask yourself the question, I just heard that Torah. What would it mean for me to live up to the ideals described in that Torah? Obviously, some Torah content is easier than others. If you're learning about the mitzvah of chinuch, maybe that's easier. How in any position of chinuch that I'm going to be in, will I be able to properly do what Rashi and Tosfos desire us to be able to do? That I will be properly able to do what the Keren Or described, you know, here in Nazir. Not just to ensure Kima Mitvos, but a She'ifa for Kedusha. You know, and you can hear ideas like that, and you can say, can you please help me? And that's an easier way of transforming it. And there are sukkahs like that. Sukkahs like that. I'm learning Maseches Sukkah, and I hear ideas about Sukkah, Al Shem Aschach, and I've heard ideas about a connection to a Mikdash and things like that. And I say, Rabbanu Sha'olam, I saw all these limudim in the Gemara of Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim al Chagiga, Chal Shem Shemayim al HaSukkah, and the shir for a sukkah, minimum shir is learned and from things in the Mishkan, and I can articulate a tefillah like that. There are obviously certain times where it's much harder to figure out what's that pull in. You're learning Baba Basar Chazit Gimel Shanim, so like what is the move, you know, or from Shor HaMuad, like what is the move? So if you're creative, you have ways of talking about it, you know, the power of working on yourself in three and like revealing who you really are, who you could become through being changed. It's a machlokes, it's a chakira about short muay. You have to get a little bit creative about things. But in truth, it's something which is very, like, it's hard sometimes. On the flip side are the Rambam and the Rav Tzadok, where it's not about the way I can use tefillah to transform. But for the Rambam, if there are things I don't get sometimes, and there are things where I feel like there's a block, there's Torah that just seems like a little bit too challenging. So Gal Einai, V'abit Neflaot, Misar Asacha, and the tefillah I have in the beginning of the day, so I have at the end of the day, those tefillahs can alter a whole lot. Gal Einai, V'abit Neflaot, Misar Asacha, it's huge. And for Tzadok, it's about two things. Number one, daven in a way, and here you've mixed takes on this, but daven in a way which is realistic. To daven in a way which Tzadok says, not as beyond your gvul. Daven for bigger, but not too big. And when you do that, as a tzaddok, also realize that tefillah, one thing it can do, it can provide support. Tefillah is an amazing way, similar to Nassim, of internalizing values. Tefillah is an amazing way of, if I heard certain things and I have certain beliefs and I learned certain things, of davening, of inserting an element of the harezna, of make Torah sweet. And you can daven for that, and it can help with the relationship of Torah as a whole. Says the tzaddok in a way you can with other mitzvahs, that I can daven to enjoy learning more. And if I enjoy learning more, that can be so helpful. So the guy says, I'm spending a lot of time learning, but I'm not enjoying it as much. So the tzaddok would say, one of the first questions you ask is like, and have you davened yet for it? When you say Vaharevna, we're into that or not so into that? And the more that you're connected to the world of Vaharevna, right, to the sweetness of Torah, at least for me, a lot of what we're talking about today is elevating the Torah and elevating our tefillah. And the way that we elevate our Torah, when we elevate our tefillah, l'da'ati, is by realizing their connection. The more that I'm hearing Torah, asking myself, what does it mean to live up to those values? And how can I insert that into tefillah? And what does it mean to daven, to enhance my learning and to enjoy my learning? It's a way of elevating the tefillah. I know what I'm doing and it's more focused. It's a way of elevating my Torah. And if I can do those things together, so then that's part of being shalim. Part of being shalim is to know that there's Torah and there's tefillah. And if I can do those both together, so I'm going to be a bigger person, I'm going to be a more sensitive person, and most importantly, I'll be a more spiritually in touch person. I'll be a person that's more aware of how things happen to come together.